All right, diving in today, and we're tackling something a lot of you guys have been asking about, and that's pro-hormone stacks. Specifically, how do you actually go about adjusting them based on how things are going, what you're seeing in the mirror, how you're feeling, all that. So we've got a ton of info here from the ground up, what pro-hormones even are, how they're different from just straight-up anabolic steroids, different stacking strategies, the potential upsides, but also, and this is huge, the risks involved. We'll hit on cycle structures, why post-cycle therapy, PCT, is non-negotiable, the legal side of things, which is always seems to be changing, and then really getting into the nuts and bolts of how you might adjust a stack as you progress.
Yeah, absolutely. So the goal here is to walk away with a rock solid understanding of these compounds, what they can do, but also what you need to watch out for, especially if you're thinking about making changes along the way.
Okay, so before we get ahead of ourselves, let's rewind a bit. When we say pro-hormones, what are we actually talking about here? Like, for someone who's maybe heard the term but isn't totally clear on what's going on at a biological level, what are these things?
So pro-hormones, basically, you can think of them as inactive precursors. It's like they're not the finished product yet. You take them, and then your body, through various processes, converts them into the active hormones that actually have the effects people are looking for. And usually that means anabolic hormones like testosterone.
Okay, so it's not like you pop a pro-hormone and boom, instant results.
Not quite, no. And that's a key difference compared to, say, anabolic steroids, right? Steroids are synthetic, so they're already made in the lab to be in their active form, ready to bind to receptors in your cells. Like, imagine those receptors as little docking stations. The steroid comes in, docks, and then that triggers muscle growth, among other things.
So steroids are ready to go right away, but pro-hormones need, what, like a processing step first?
Exactly. It's more like your body uses them as building blocks,
Yeah.
basically. It takes these pro-hormones and then uses enzymes, which are like these specialized worker molecules, to convert them into the active form. Now, here's the catch, though. How well that conversion works can be different for everybody. Some people, their bodies are super efficient at it. Others, not so much. Depends on your genetics, other individual factors. And of course, then there's the legal side, like pro-hormones, their legality has been all over the place. Changes depending on where you are, what the regulations are at any given time. Steroids are generally way more strictly controlled, usually need a prescription. And of course, both come with risks because you're messing with your hormones, right? That's powerful stuff.
Got to respect the power of hormones for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got pro-hormones, the raw ingredients. They get converted, hopefully, into the good stuff. Now, when we start talking about pro-hormone stacks, what are we getting into there? What's the idea behind that?
So a stack, it's basically just combining different pro-hormones together in a single cycle. The idea is that you can get this like synergistic effect. Think of it like, two people pushing a car, right? They push together, they move it way easier than each trying alone. That's kind of the basic idea. The hope is that these different pro-hormones work together to give you a bigger overall effect than just using one alone, even at the same total dose. So people might do this to try and really maximize muscle growth, strength gains, that kind of thing.
So it's like try and amplify the effects, get more bang for your buck, so to speak.
Yeah, basically. Now, some people also argue that stacking can actually help reduce side effects. The logic there is if you're using lower doses of multiple compounds, each targeting similar goals, maybe you won't get hit as hard by side effects compared to using a higher base of just one. But, and this is a big but, stacking makes things way more complicated in terms of side effects. You're not dealing with just one compound anymore, it's multiple, and predicting how they'll interact is, well, it's not easy. So if you're thinking about stacking, you've got to really, really know what you're doing, understand each individual pro-hormone inside and out.
Right, more ingredients, more potential for unexpected outcomes. So what are the main benefits that people are hoping to get out of pro-hormones in the first place, whether they're stacking or going solo? What's the draw?
Well, a lot of the hoped-for benefits are similar to what people associate with steroids, right? So you've got your increased muscle mass, hopefully some noticeable gains in strength, faster recovery after you hit the gym hard, maybe some boost to athletic performance overall, and even potentially some fat loss. But, and this is super important, none of that's guaranteed, right? Whether you see those benefits, how strong they are, it all depends on a bunch of factors. The specific pro-hormone or stack you're using, how much you're taking, your individual genetics, how hard and consistently you're training, even your diet plays a role. Pro-hormones aren't magic. You can't just take them and expect miracles without putting in the work elsewhere.
No shortcuts, huh? Okay, so let's flip the coin now. Let's talk about the risks, the potential side effects, the stuff that can go wrong when you're messing with pro-hormones. What do people need to be aware of?
This is where things get serious for sure. Because prohormones are designed to, impact your endocrine system, your hormones, one of the most common side effects is suppression of your body's own natural testosterone production. And that can lead to a whole cascade of problems, especially after you start taking the prohormones. Then you've got liver toxicity. That's a big one because your liver is involved in processing a lot of these compounds. And it can also mess with your cholesterol levels, which long term, that can increase your risk of heart problems. We're talking things like gynecomastia, which is where guys start developing breast tissue, acne, hair loss, mood swings. You might feel more irritable, aggressive even. And because of the changes to blood pressure or cholesterol, it can put extra strain on your heart. So yeah, that's not something to mess around with lightly.
That's a pretty long list of potential downsides. And I'm guessing, like with the benefits, how likely you are to get hit by those and how severe they are, it varies a lot from person to person, right? And it probably depends on which specific prohormones you're using too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all a bit of a gamble, to be honest. It depends on the specific prohormone, the dose, how long you're on it for, and then, of course, your own individual genetics play a role. This is where post-cycle therapy or PCT comes in. It's basically a set of strategies, often involving specific compounds, to help your body bounce back, get those hormone levels back to normal after you finish a cycle. But it's not a magic fix. It doesn't erase all the risks. It's more about damage control, trying to get your body back on track.
Got it. So let's say someone does decide to go down this road and use prohormones. What does a typical cycle actually look like? How's it structured?
Okay, so the basic structure is you have a period of active use where you're actually taking the prohormones, and then that's followed by PCT, the recovery period. Now, how long the active phase lasts, that can vary a lot. Sometimes it's just a few weeks, other times it can be longer, maybe several weeks, depends on the specific compounds, the user's experience level, all that. When it comes to dosage, well, there's no one-size-fits-all answer. But if you're new to a particular prohormone, it's always smarter to start low and see how you respond, figure out your tolerance, and this is crucial. During the whole cycle, your nutrition has to be on point. You got to be training hard and consistently and getting enough rest. Your body needs all the support it can get. And of course, you need to be super vigilant about monitoring for side effects, even small ones. Anything that seems off, pay attention to it.
Okay, so you're on the prohormones, you're training, you're eating right, watching for any red flags, and then comes PCT. Can you unpack that a bit more? What's usually involved in that phase?
So the whole point of PCT is to help your body restore that hormonal balance. Because remember, prohormones often suppress your natural testosterone production. So PCT usually involves things like SERMs, which stands for selective estrogen receptor modulators. It sounds complicated, but basically they can help kind of trick your body into producing more of its own testosterone. You might also use other supplements designed to boost testosterone and manage estrogen levels, which can get out of whack after a cycle. How long PCT lasts, it really depends on how long and intense your prohormone cycle was. The more you pushed it, the longer the recovery process.
So PCT is like rehab for your hormonal system, basically.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Without PCT, your body's going to struggle to get back to normal, and it'll take a lot longer. You might lose a lot of the gains you made, and you could be setting yourself up for long-term problems down the road because of those hormonal imbalances. It's not something to skip or skimp on.
Definitely sounds crucial. Okay, now let's switch gears a bit and talk about the legal side of prohormones. Seems like it's always in flux.
It is. It really is. It's constantly changing, and it can be a real headache trying to keep up. Different countries have completely different laws, and even within a country, the rules can change from one year to the next. Some prohormones have been outright banned in certain places because of concerns about misuse and health risks. They get classified as controlled substances. And regulatory agencies are always keeping an eye on things. If they see a prohormone that they think is dangerous, they can crack down on it, restrict it, even pull it from the market. So, if you're even thinking about going down this route, you absolutely have to do your research, find out what the current laws are where you live. And even if it is legal where you are, there's another issue, which is quality control. You see, prohormones, they often don't have to go through the same rigorous testing and manufacturing processes as, say, prescription medications. So you might not always know what you're getting. You could be getting a product that's contaminated or doesn't even contain what it says on the label. It's a bit of a buyer beware situation.
All right, so even if it's legal, doesn't necessarily mean it's safe or effective. Okay, now let's get into the nitty-gritty here, the main reason we're doing this deep dive. How to actually go about adjusting a prohormone stack based on how you're progressing. It sounds like this is where things get really nuanced.
It does. It definitely does. Adjusting a pro-hormone stack is not something you want to just wing. It requires a careful, measured approach, and you've got to know what you're doing. First and foremost, you need to be monitoring yourself really closely, and you absolutely have to understand each individual compound in your stack. Like, what does each one do? How does it work in the body? What are the potential side effects? You have to know this stuff cold. Now, if you're seeing good progress, things are moving in the right direction, and you're not having any major side effects, then the best thing to do is usually just stay the course. Don't mess with it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Right. Keep going with the same stack and dosage for the whole cycle.
Makes sense. But what if someone hits a plateau? Like they were seeing gains and then things just stalled out. What then?
So if that happens, first thing is make sure it's not your training or diet holding you back. You know, have you really optimized those things? Are you pushing yourself hard enough in the gym? Is your nutrition dialed in? If the answer to those is yes, and you're still stuck, then someone who's really experienced with these specific prohormones, who really understands how they work, they might consider making very small adjustments to the dosage. We're talking tiny tweaks here, maybe increasing the dose of one of the compounds just a little bit. But, and this is huge, don't go crazy with the dosage increases, and definitely don't add in new compounds mid-cycle, especially if you're not super experienced. That's just asking for trouble. You could end up with some nasty side effects, really throw your hormones out of whack.
So baby steps, and only for people who really know what they're doing.
Got it.
Now, what about if things go the other way and you start getting hit with side effects?
All right, so if you start noticing side effects that are bothering you, hanging around, or just seem really off, you've got two options. Either you reduce the dosage of one or more of the compounds you're taking, or if things are really bad, you just stop the whole cycle right then and there. Your health is more important than any gains you might be chasing. And to make smart decisions about any adjustments, you have to be keeping good records. Track everything, your strength, your weight, body composition, and especially any side effects you're experiencing. Write it all down. That way you have a clear picture of what's working, what's not, and whether you need to make changes.
So it's all about being proactive, paying attention to your body, and making informed decisions.
Exactly. Now, ideally, you'd be doing all of this with the guidance of a doctor who really knows about endocrinology and these kinds of substances. But as we talked about before, finding a doctor who's comfortable with this stuff and who's willing to work with you on it can be tough because of the legal stuff, the risks. A lot of doctors just want to stay away from it. So that's why it's so important to be extra careful, educate yourself as much as possible, and understand that you're taking a risk when you use these things.
This has been super insightful, really breaking down a complex topic. Before we wrap up, if you are interested in more topics like this or you want to order Saks, you can do so by visiting publichealthlaw.best website. So visit publichealthlaw.best to get your bulking, cutting, and strength stacks for maximum results.
All right, so to recap. We talked about prohormones, how they're different from steroids. They're like the raw materials that your body needs to convert into the active hormones. We talked about stacking, how that's supposed to work, but also how it makes everything more complicated in terms of side effects, the benefits, the risks, all that good stuff. We emphasized why cycling properly and doing PCT are so important, and we touched on the legal side, which is always a bit of a wild west. And then we dug deep into how to actually adjust a stack based on what you're seeing. And the big takeaway there is be cautious, monitor yourself closely, understand the compounds you're using, and don't be afraid to dial things back or even stop completely if you need to.
Absolutely. And to leave you with the final thought, knowing all this, the potential risks, the legal gray areas, the fact that it can really mess with your hormones, what does it really mean to make responsible decisions about using these substances? It's a question worth pondering.
If you are interested in more topics like this, or you want to order stacks, you can do so by visiting publishhealthlaw.best website. So visit publishhealthlaw.best to get your bulking, cutting, and strength stacks for maximum results.
Disclaimer: the content of our podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only.